This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A more than $40 billion state budget proposal is on its way to the Senate after passing the Colorado House on Monday. Before the vote, Republicans like Representative Ken DeGraff of Colorado Springs complained about the growth in spending, much of it coming from health care costs.
This body needs to rein in its spending.
Representative Shannon Byrd is a Democrat from Westminster and vice chair of the state's budget writing committee. She says they created a balanced budget that invests heavily in children and education. If anything, she says,
we weren't able to do everything.
The budget fully funds K-12 education and increases money for higher education and the amount spent on school lunches. Troopers gave out almost 16,000 tickets in 2023 to distracted drivers, according to the Colorado State Patrol. The lion's share of those tickets were given to people in their 20s, and 30-somethings weren't far behind. Almost half of the citations were for people with interior distractions, mostly on their phones. 50 to 59-year-olds received the fewest distracted driving tickets in 2023. Almost $34 million in state lottery proceeds are going to preserve and expand access to Colorado landscapes. The grants are part of the Great Outdoors Colorado Centennial Program, which focuses on big-picture generational projects. Those include building or revitalizing 276 miles of trails, completing habitat-resilient projects on 14ers in Chaffee County, and creating a comprehensive state biodiversity survey. This is CPR News. The White House has scaled back its traditional Ramadan iftar dinner amid ongoing political tensions over the war in Gaza. That story at 5:35. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.